Yes, Lord, it is time for us to crown you as the King of Kings in our hearts, as the Lord of Lords in our minds. Oh God, as the Alpha and the Omega in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Celebrate, Rochi Reba. Oye mi kra rechi chifu. Today, in the name of Jesus, as your word comes forth, O God, I pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that let your word carry, O God, the maximum power that you have, in the name of Jesus. Erade mutumi mutumi pa neni wasami yachi awo Yesu Kristo tinemo. Erade demra neme shawuman monyam, eme shawuman kunai. Now, Oma Abutuno Eradi, when Jesus Christ didn't move Kenya, our Jesus is demon. Father, we lift your word up, O God, and we say, let your word perform today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Why should believers have to go through suffering? The theme that the Lord, through the leaders of the church, have given us today is suffering for a purpose. Hallelujah. And it's in a maybe, sir, say, a dear Tikra, and I was a Christopher, your farmer. What is the reason and the purpose why Christians have to go through suffering? Are you crying out loud that God, take away this pain, take away this suffering, take away my soul's headache, take away this misery that has surrounded me? Oh Lord, I beseech you, take it away. Have you been praying these prayers? Have you ever prayed this prayer before? Even Jesus on the cross said to God that if it is your will, let this cup go over me. Hallelujah. But he said, not my will, but your will be done. No one likes suffering. The old doesn't like it. The young doesn't like it. The rich doesn't like it. The poor doesn't like it. The strong doesn't like suffering. The weak doesn't like suffering. The ministers, the agents don't like suffering. The church members don't like suffering. Even the president don't like suffering. And the citizens also don't like suffering. Obiampe. Ahuchire. Amaniye. Obiampe. Wow, upa amaniye npeja won sana me monsema. Hallelujah. Nobody likes it. But why do we have to face it? There are four types of suffering. We have the physical suffering. That is sometimes our bodies, our organs just wear out and we suffer physical inabilities. We have the mental suffering. That sometimes occurrences take place which never fade away into obscurity. And here maybe is here. That is mental suffering. We have emotional suffering that sometimes scars are etched for a lifetime and never smooth over. There is spiritual suffering. That sometimes memories of the past actions haunt us and never relent. Hallelujah. These are the sources of, these are the types of suffering that we go through. What are the sources of suffering? Amania cry and every hin eba. Eba is saying amania ba. Maybe you are placed and as a man, you be too. It's a bunny be a woo yonti. We sometimes, or maybe you are placed in a suffering mood because of sin. Maybe you suffered or you are suffering because of unforeseen circumstances. Maybe you are suffering because of spiritual attacks. Boom! Ya bro, anuti amaniyankwa ena wunamu. You are suffering because you are just trying to do the right thing. The story of Job tells us in Job chapter 9 verse 28, he was just trying to do the right thing, and yet he has to what? Suffer for it. Maybe you're suffering because you just try to help. Maybe you're suffering because of a situation that has turned into captivity for you. You got yourself into a very bad situation. You got yourself into a very bad situation that makes it very impossible for you to get yourself out. Maybe you are suffering because of envy and hatred. Or time, eti, yadi wako tu amania bimu. Or time, kuru wabia, yadi wako shamuntin amania nkwa ena wuhu. Maybe you are suffering because of a curse. Ubia bodia, ubia kansambia guso. Maybe you're suffering because of a dream that you had and a dream that you shared with somebody. The story of Joseph tells us this. And maybe you're suffering because of a burden on your heart. Bibia, mauna, edawa kuma susa upese uyo. That burden puts you into a kind of suffering. The story of Jesus Christ, as we are sharing today, tells us about that. It was on the heart of Jesus to deliver us all from sin, to give us salvation, It was a burden upon him that his children are not destroyed. The people that his father created are not destroyed. So he decided to come down and suffer so that we will be free from sin. Hallelujah. And this leads me to our third Bible reading. Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. Talking about the colt. Talking about the colt. Efunumu banno. Hallelujah. Efunumu banno. Efunumu banno. Abusia, this colt suffered. Noa manye bimu. Efunumu banno. Noa manye bimu. Bible say, yakin kan sem na yetie ye no. Bible say, na efunumu banno ya edem. The colt was tied, meaning that this colt was suffering various things. And listen to the things that I'm going to talk about. This colt could not move. Ya chichirino. And ti baby, a person walk on road to me, cut. Onyaya nankani na vufwe diagro na onye omuko diagro na ensu wakwa na pain. Atrina ba. This cold could not move. Ebusia ebia na wusha oha bimusa. Ebia na wusha mani ebimusa. Wutu na yentu. Wutaria na yedain. Hawaii. This cold was prone to attackers. Baby, ani achichire no no. And now, since any achichiri no no, abuabi ba so oba be chino, abuabi ba so oba be yeni bribia. What mean ya he? Because he achichiri no. It was prone to attackers. It was prone to praise. This cold could not go after what it wants. Ebia na wahusa mangu bi dawa. Ne kwodo opeso kwodi mangu ni bi. Nanso esanse ya chichiri nti aboa ne timi nko. Hallelujah. He couldn't go after what he wants. Many of us find ourselves in this kind of suffering. Ye nyaya nanki ye beko ye ni makoye bribi. Nanso esan huhum chichiri ya chichiri ye nti ye tua into. This cold could have been playing with others, like I said. This cult was limited to the things it could do. And niyama ananku obeti mi ayono. Esa chichiri ani achichiri ninti. Enyani nina obeti mi ayo. Ebi ana abuayi obeti mi atu Amerika pa. Nansu ayana jinso otu Amerika enye deng enko. Enye ye efrise ya edeng achichiri no. This cult could not run because it was limited to the space or the speed that it could go because it was tired. This cult had been barricaded within a boundary. Ya chichire no. And it is a hand ya chichire na baha. Ya si pape. O boundary nyinani. A first so ya chua first ya fa hum. You cannot go beyond that. It was barricaded by the length of the rope. Ahuma edi achichire no achire baby obetimi akwadro. The boundary of that cord depended on the length of the cord that was binding it. Abusia, we are finding ourselves in a place that we cannot move or we cannot go beyond certain boundaries. Yenyana kebetimia yaba pima koya ni wa baby. Yenyana kiaba si sejuma. Yenyana ka ya friend is saying yaba pesi kabia kwa koya bribi. Nenso esa mani yabia ya woman ti. Yentumi yes sir. This cold had to live or this cold couldn't live in its full potential. Funumu ba, that wuna, or what potential? Sir, or the friend is saying, a Kriafua, a Beko, a Fuamu. He had a potential of carrying foodstuffs. He had a potential of bringing, what do you call it? Visitors on tour. He had the potential of doing a lot of things. But because it was tired, it couldn't live to its full potential. It was confined to the ideas of the owner. Wanu to me for not drinking a bribi, a son say, a chichirino. Now run out, what chichirino, no. Wanu no chira, say, woo, and nobody banku, or chinabanumon quay. He couldn't go after even the things that they wanted. This cult could not pursue its own dreams. Biano and it has to be. Biano what I soon be. Aw, nyayana kuwabe yo. My son, see a chichirininti. Won't you mean yo? And he sang the song of procrastination. De bi ane nyuma otunisa ochina me yo. De bi ebe ye ye. And one and what to the beer. Hallelujah. It was procrastinating every day. So, China, yes, Sanemia, may you say. The alternative, yes, Sanemia, may you say. I want Nimbra, your best son in law. So, the Bible tells us that no one had written on it. Yes, Usman was Ukwa. A Furumbano, that's number one. Number two, Obian Tran so da. And it's your Funumu Papa, Obian Tran was so da dear. Now, Samaba. Which means that this cult was lonely. It was rejected. It was subject to mockery. Nani, Nyanuman, enough for our honor, Sereno. I had yet to be quarry number. I would have had out here. This cult was hopeless. Because no one had written on it. It did not have focus. It was subject to prejudice. In 7 years, it was avoided. It was avoided. It didn't have any enthusiasm. And what did you say? Oh, my God, I pray in the name of Jesus that anybody that finds himself in this category, I pray that may the Lord release you tonight. Today, in the name of Jesus. This cult was uncertain. It was indecisive. And he had a fear of doing anything. The minim, na mi miyameni pa, na mi sani ahumai, na mi jania. Adi ami urade ba yomeno. Eniti ehu en ashanema. And it was prone to discrimination. Teni ni anomo edi moa, onye de moa se eni edi ba mano. Suffering itself does not discriminate. Suffering does not discriminate. Amaniye enyim nipamu. Uwe sika amaniye betimi atu. Uni sika amaniye betimi atu. Wenye amaniye betimi atu. Suffering does not discriminate. It is people that discriminate against you because of your suffering. Amaniye bia uwa munti. Amaniye bia tibia bia. Wako she munti. Dye wasi adema ukraya nyadai. Yenfamao. Edia was ya ya de frau kraya nya den yemfan frau e san amane bia wo ya den wo shemunti. People who discriminate against you because of your suffering. E bia na sabi mani ma na wona ya o ya e san sa wona ya o ya nti ya funny power adwuma ma ya hwa wona no ne akase yemfa wo. Young Kelly Pen Pensa will not need any young for war. Yabama excuses. They'll give you excuses. But yet, it is because of the fact that you're suffering physically. In your suffering, new ideas are born. This is the good news. In your suffering, your eyes will be open. You will see those who love you and those who don't. In your suffering, there will be the visitation of God. And even before the visitation of God, in your suffering, your ears will be open. Ears will be open to the voice of God, and your ears will be open to the voice of man. Di enipa be ka me se amane mu ena wotin sema ye ka fa wo ho. Abusua se wo me se wo sa amane mu se amane mu no. E ho na wotin sem. Hallelujah. Anipa ka fa wo ho. The Lord open your ears. The Lord open your ears to his word. And the Lord open your ears to people. And I said, your suffering will bring the visitation of God. Hallelujah. And for me, but I know our breath. And for me, but I need a swasan. Nansu, yes, usma, say, young corner. Hallelujah. That cult had a visitation of Christ. Say, oh, young corner, usma, the disciples, Jesus sent the disciples to go to that cult, then it means that he had a visitation of God. Hallelujah. And the visitation of God, that's that. God visited Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ visited the cult at the point of his suffering. Ebusia, me se me katra wo nese. Wa manye mu, wo bre mu. You missed a better place to say a bigger amen. Merci. Wa wusumu. Wa rehuomu. Wa maniemu. Onyame baba besrawo. Se de me kan wu nyini akobisa hana. Se nisumu no onyame besrawo no. Hallelujah. Na ni jisama wo mu kra so ni se. Your friend is saying the disciples are sian fu ono edi afunu mu ba no eye den ebra yesu, which means that I don't care how your suffering started. Senior me sha se na me kan say some of the sources of suffering e bia na your boni bi e bia na your time bi e bia na bribinti na wakoshe sa amane no. I don't care how it started. What I know is that your suffering will definitely end in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Me see, senior amane ni shase bia amane shase. Na mom kai hunu se amane na be wie Yesu nsam. Hallelujah. Your suffering will surely end in the hands of God. And when your suffering ends in the hands of God, se amane be pie Yesu nsam, hey, there is freedom. There is freedom. Onyame be sanewo. Hallelujah. No woman ye be pie Yesu sama. Wo be titi ene ma na chichiru nyina e wo Yesu din mu. Na funu bu ba ne be pie Yesu sama no. When there was freedom. Afedo otumi ye ne ope. Otumi ko be bi ope so ko. Otumi to djuma ope so watu. Obi antimi nya ne hwe. Obi antimi nka ne hwe. Kya nipa akura ne ye ka kire nipa ne sa nipa nya den omumia oma no farasifo no se ka kire wasua fo no omumia oma no, but they never said anything about the cult. They never said anything about the cult. Afunu ba na wa ka hwe. Hallelujah. When your suffering ends in the hands of God, there is acknowledgement. Hallelujah. Eh onipa ba hwe wo nipa ba hwe wo amani abimu. There's acknowledgement in the name of Jesus. That animal was now acknowledged. Why was it acknowledged? From nowhere to carrying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hey, there is acknowledgement.
Mm. Nero dia kafame ono enena abemwe o kwai kese bia bia mame atua enama de mi ho nia erwade akafame ho no enena abemwe ei from obain enana wasane mahome yi de mi asi My audition,
God bless you. When your suffering ends in the hands of God, as I said earlier on, there's a new purpose. This cult had a new purpose. And the purpose that it had is to carry the King of Kings. Hey! Hallelujah! Everybody, mom, who dia wusu or do we obey what we are saying? Oh, Jesus, a gentleman. When your suffering ends in the hands of God, you receive honorable treatment. A funuba nanki a dia human at a treno, and Eddie Emma, I mean, nominate you woman to my yo, and woman the woman to my yakatanis swarm. He was walking naked, but because he ended up in the hands of God, he was covered. Hallelujah. Na yadiye mamenuma yomantuma and omedia katana so. Hallelujah. Hey, mi bon payes. Any form of nakedness, I pray that today, as your suffering ends in the hands of God, may you be covered. Is it physical nakedness? Is it financial nakedness? Spiritual nakedness? Your bumpy way, yes, you say, oh, nyamin kata, hallelujah. When your suffering ends in the hands of God, you are exalted. Hallelujah. And I make us all swear the King of Kings, or swear the Lord of Lords. But the most important thing is that when your suffering ends in the hands of God, there is a new direction. Hallelujah. There is a new direction. Yeah, the new direction is Bible say, Jesus say, hallelujah. Or say, go to the village. So there is a new direction from the village to where? The city Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Me see, na ofri akurasi, eno besin yadain, eko kromo. Hallelujah. Uf yo womu, abo kon kwamu. Uf yo hiamu, abo kosi kamu. Hallelujah. There is a bigger purpose. Like I said earlier on, from the village to the city. Akurasi mpona na mumu meno. Kye, mumu hemi, minam kromu. Or hini mu hini no, ena etina misu, adimako kromu. Hallelujah. When your trouble ends in the hands of God, you attract people. You attract people. It was attracted. It attracted people. Hey, Amania wedi ani adwene sɛ wo mfiri mu da na ba ne sign of free mu ɔmbepu abɛhɛ ɔmbe di konkonsa ne wo mbe di adanse wo mnyina abɛba hallelujah If your suffering ends in the hands of God, you are glorified. This cult that was tied is now glorified. Yet in Thomas's son forms who are Nantesu. Jesus Christ. Jesus himself did not walk on them. Yes, one nanti and Tumanusu. A Yafunuban and Nantesu. No one was no Yesu. And Yesu and Kasadi and Nayan Kantumano. A Funuban and Ayade and Nantesu. Because of your new purpose, you will be glorified. Hallelujah. Now the cult was fruitful. I fed you was to me a bribi. What to me a bribi? Genesis 41, verse 52 tells us that. It was fruitful. Or me and I come to me in your way. Me and I come to me, means swab a biaw, yes. As I say, I chitri minty. Oh, and then my baby, yes, Sama, Miss Sumet, me, your bribi. Hallelujah. Why was Yamu? Why Safumu? Why sitting in a moo? Why do you cry? I pray in the name of Jesus that may you end in the hands of Jesus and may the Lord turn things around for you to be fruitful. And the last thing here is that he was remembered. The cult was remembered. Hallelujah. Nanka. And yes, and of course, one and can funu by the only wine will be pure Bible. Hallelujah. Nipa bebre waha around that time, one more pure Bible. Nansu Safunu Bible, pure Bible. For many years, we still remember this animal in the name of Jesus. Afibiara, Edru Hosanna, ye Kaisabwe, ye bon pile, yes, you didn't. May say one money, I will never know. Abemaya Kaiwa watch. Hallelujah. It is the purpose of suffering. How could God be so good and still allow suffering? Which means our suffering has a purpose. The purpose is to glorify God, to display the works of God. According to John chapter 9, verses 1 to 38, when we read the whole thing, it tells us that the power of God, the work of God was seen. Hallelujah. Onyame nya wo sanchrene. Na mani pa nyina hu se onyame yo onyame. Hallelujah. Our purpose, or the purpose of suffering, is to test our faith and make us perfect. Ebi wa awukọ awukrema na onyame di so wa hwe. Hallelujah. James chapter 1 verses 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect results, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. 1 Peter chapter 6, 1 verses 6 to 7, tells us that it produces endurance, as I just read. Romans 5 verse 3 also tells us that not only so, but we also glorify in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Me say amania namuno ebesha wudin. Hallelujah. It will give you the power to persevere. It will give you the power to move on. It will give you the power to carry on. It will give you the power to break through in the name of Jesus. Emu abomfia sene ya Bible akinkan ne kan no, but receive the power to go through. Hallelujah. Your suffering tells your story. Hallelujah. Amania wunamu and a kawasam. Hallelujah. If you have not gone through any form of suffering, then I beg to say that you don't have a story. Abusia, wouldn't you story? If you have not gone through any form of suffering, the suffering of Joseph gave us the story of Joseph. The suffering of Job gave us the story of Job. The suffering of Daniel gave us the story of Daniel. Hey, it will bring you your story in the name of Jesus. Any past suffering that you went through is gradually developing into your story. Hallelujah. May the Lord give you a better story. May the Lord give you a good story because of your suffering. Hallelujah. Without the suffering of Job, we wouldn't know the story of Job. Hallelujah. Senior Job, a man here of firm one. Kabinu mi anu yenim Job's story. Hallelujah. Without the story of the cult, or without the suffering of the cult, we wouldn't know the story of that cult, and we wouldn't know how the triumphant entry even came about. And can let me know me and say yes, I have no banana which now or firm at it for firm. Can let me know me and you and Fabre say ye be yet and Hosanna, hallelujah. If no banana gave us a purpose, hallelujah. I remember the story of Saint Rock. It is spelled R-O-C-H. Saint Rock was born a rich man. But after a while, he didn't like to be in riches. He just wanted to preach the word of God. So he moved from France to Rome to preach the word of God. And as he was preaching, this is all the way back in 1295. As he was preaching, unfortunately, one of the bad things that happened to us, a friend is saying, corona can say. The pandemic came around that time. There was a bad pandemic. Millions of people died around that time. So as he was preaching the word of God, he also got caught in the midst of this pandemic. But he didn't get the sickness yet, but he was helping people, those who were sick. He was helping them get better. Then unfortunately, he also got infected by that sickness. And he was dying. But the story says that there was a stray dog that came to always bring this man food. One day, the people wanted to find out where this dog always brought his food. Not knowing, they followed the dog slowly, and they found out that this dog was bringing this food to this poor man who was dying out of that sickness. So they decided to give the dog to him as a companion. Your friend is saying, back to France to preach the word of God. In doing the work of God, there are things that we will go through. In doing what God has called us to do, there are certain sufferings that we will go through. But I can assure you that Jesus will show up in that suffering in the name of Jesus. That plague came, and that plague hit him hard, but God showed up for him. Hallelujah. I remember so much that during the peak of corona, corona started, now your friend is saying, Roman software be better, and that time there was no vaccinations, there was nothing. Until you are the mercy of whether corona will leave you alone or corona will take you away. Hallelujah. I remember that at that time I had read about this saint. So I went to the minister's room and I told him, I wrote it on the paper, and I told him that I am praying the prayer of Saint Rock for you, that I pray that you will be healed in the name of Jesus. This man saw the paper, and somebody who could not speak, somebody who was very sick and could not speak up, told me to kneel down so that he will bless me. One of the blessings that I received in my life was the blessing of that man in the name of Jesus in the time of corona. And he blessed me. And to the glory of the Lord, that man did not die. He was saved. Hallelujah. Your suffering will produce your song. Hallelujah. Amania winnemu. And the Bema will jump. Hallelujah. Me say amani a wonemu, atiti a wonemu, and the will jump be brewo. Efunu mubane jump na adwa to ya no. Wonso jump wo ha. Adwuma. Hey, e bia na wo dia won tro jump ni bi. Nemom, ye obi jump bia wa bo. Sa wuti sa jump na. It reminds you of your story. Hallelujah. And so you have adopted that song as your song. And it tells your story. Atiti bia mania bia wo ko fa mu no. E kasa jump no kire wo. Hallelujah. Horatio Spafford in 1873, went through a lot of things. Between 1871 and 1873, from 1871, he was a businessman, a rich man. He lost all his businesses because there was a big fire in Chicago. And then after that, he went to his children, three children and his wife went on a voyage. And on the sea, his three children were dead. He only received a telegram from his wife that the three children were gone. Out of all this pain, out of all this anxiety, out of all this suffering of losing my business, suffering of losing my three children, he came out with some words and said that when peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. I pray that same song unto you today. It is well. We will celebrate the triumphant entry because Jesus Christ has taken away our suffering in the name of Jesus. So una manika. Hallelujah. May he bring you a song of joy. May he bring you a praise unto God in the name of Jesus. I pray that let your song be the song of the man, Horatius Powell, that whatever my soul, whatever Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
A river attended my way when sorrows like sea billows roll.
Whatever my Lord,
whatever my
Jesus, you have taught me to say.
Shed his own blood for me. As we enter into the Holy Week, as we enter into the Passion Week, as we enter into the time that Jesus suffered, remember that because of your suffering, Jesus will show up for you. Because of your suffering, you will see the glory of God. Because of your suffering, you will be exalted as Jesus was exalted. Because of your suffering, you will be praised. Because of your suffering, the things that you couldn't receive, you will receive. Because of your suffering, where you are being down, you will be raised up again in the name of Jesus. Because of your suffering, anything that you have lost, the Lord will give it back to you in the name of Jesus. In this week, remember that it is going to be well. It is well. It was well with the cult. It was well with Jesus. It's going to be well with you too in the name of Jesus. Your suffering has a purpose, and the purpose is to make you happy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.